One of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Help me understand a little bit more clearly what you're asking.
Did you ever hear it called Don't Go Jason Waterfalls?
Is this Matt Hamilton?
So I kind of just thought of this question on the spot. So it needs to be workshopped a little. I'm not going to lie.
That's same as Matt.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that?
Before we get to Jason Wilde, I want to tell you about the big reveal. The Bruce Company's Outdoor Furniture Extravaganza is your first look at the latest trends in outdoor living. This Saturday, March 15th, the showroom has been updated with stunning new styles, vibrant colors, amazing finishes, and top quality craftsmanship all on display. Enjoy refreshments and discounts on select special orders and meet the experts from vendors on site. Saturday, March 15th from 11 till 2 at the Bruce Company in Middleton. I'll tell you what, especially after this year, my entire deck is all decked out with furniture from the Bruce Company. Jason Wilde, thanks for taking time away from, I'm assuming this wasn't your gymnastics meet.
Yeah, I finished third on the pommel horse.
Hey, good job.
It's one of my better performances. No, Maddie today and did on Sunday and then did as a volleyball tournament as well. So we're still in the throes of the busy sports season, and I'm sorry to keep you guys waiting, but I'm glad I'm able to join for a little while.
What's your favorite gymnastics event to watch?
None of them. Well, you know, here's the worst part about gymnastics. And obviously Paula was a very good gymnast, and so she gets it, and she's done a lot of great coaching. But here's the problem I have with gymnastics. We left our house at 11:30 today. It is 5:40. The awards are going on now. I'm in the car talking to you. And my oldest child, who I love dearly, competed for, if you combine the amount of time she was actually competing in the four events, I think it totals about 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And so that part of gymnastics I don't enjoy. Like, if your kids play volleyball or basketball or most of the ball sports, they're at least on the court. They may not touch the ball every time, but at least they're on the court, right? Like, even baseball and softball, like, if they're out in right field picking dandelions, at least there's something to watch as opposed to them sitting and watching other people compete for the majority of the day. But, hey, this is what we signed up for. And, Molly, I can only hope that someday you will be sitting around not watching your children compete too.
No, it's actually funny because I'm planning on when my son, he's almost about to turn 2, so I believe that 2.5 is like the age that they recommend kind of getting them in it, so at least like where we live. So I'm planning on getting him into gymnastics at 2.5, but like I've already started thinking about all the other sports my kids are going to play, which sounds crazy, but like I'm like, how are we even going to be able to go to all the sports when we have 3 kids that are going to be right around the same age? It's going to be wild. I mean, we're already crazy busy with like soccer, the 2 different teams that the kids are on, but yeah, it'll be crazy. So.
And the amazing thing is they were just born. I mean, talk about unbelievable athletes right out of the womb and already playing midfielder.
Basically, yes. They are related to me. They are my DNA. So, I mean, of course.
Yep,
just kidding. I'm not that great of an athlete.
What's up with that?
Yeah, indeed.
Jason, I'll ask you what's up with this. Diana Rossini put this out about 4 hours ago. Here's what you need to know. The Vikings are having discussions about what they want to do at quarterback and if they want Rodgers. Rodgers is giving them time, which is mind-blowing, and waiting to hear from Minnesota. The Vikings have yet to make a decision. We all wait. Like, where do you think this lands? And I guess, what do you think the best decision for Minnesota would be?
Well, I have no idea where it lands. I know where I hope it lands. I hope it lands at U.S. Bank Stadium and the Mall of America and our favorite quarterback landing with the Vikings. And I am all in, 100% on board. Can't wait to go to Vikings training camp to go talk to him. Count me in. Count me in. So take as much time as you need, Kwesi, and take as much time as you need, Kevin O'Connell, as long as you arrive at the decision that Aaron Rodgers is your guy. So, look, you know, I know there were some people. I know Dan Graziano, who I think the world of, and he does such a great job, but he does not like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he does not try to hide it. He's not a fan. And he, you know, his message is basically, what are you waiting for? Well, this is the answer. He's waiting to see, because if your choices at the skill positions, let's say his choices right now are the Giants, the Steelers, and the Vikings. Who's got the best group of those three offensively?
The Vikings.
It's the Vikings, and it's not even close, right? Like, do you think two guys who are not known for precision in their route running, DK Metcalf and George Pickens, do those two sound like Aaron Rodgers type of guys?
Nope.
Nah, not really.
Yeah. So, again, I don't know what he, I have not reached out to him at all. I obviously am rooting purely as a storyteller, and while it would be great for him to go to Pittsburgh and that they could face their the Packers could face their former starting quarterback in Dublin, per reports from Ben Brust, I would prefer two matchups with the Vikings, because I want to see. Here's another thing I want to see, like, you know, Favre engineered his way to Minnesota. Rodgers would end up in Minnesota basically by process of elimination because he didn't have any better options, and neither did the Vikings. Like, you know, we knew Favre wanted to go to Minnesota from the minute he reported to training camp, and even before that in 2008. So he was conniving his way there. I don't think that's what Rodgers did, but I think it'll be just viewed as just as unforgivable as it was viewed by Packers fans, until, of course, they forgave Favre, because a segment of the fan base, and you guys can do whatever you want. I wouldn't be this way personally, but that guy can do literally anything he wants, and you will forgive him. You're fine with him. You don't mind the alleged money theft from poor people. Like, you don't mind any of that stuff, and that's fine if that's how you feel about him. But are you going to feel the same way about Rodgers, both when he goes there and then someday when he goes into the Packers Hall of Fame, or do the things that he says irritate you so much that you don't like him even more than you don't like Favre? That's what I want to know, and that's what I want to see happen so we can get a measurement on that.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I absolutely dislike Brett Favre. I dislike Aaron Rodgers as well, but I dislike Favre a lot more than I dislike Aaron Rodgers. But that also is probably because most of my childhood, I remember watching Aaron Rodgers versus watching Brett Favre. So, to me, I
appreciate that childhood reference since I covered both of them.
Way to make you feel old. But no, I mean, for me, I'm on the same page. Like, I'm rooting for the storyline of it. I'm rooting for the competition. I know, true. Jason, you land on the same thing as I do about Caleb Williams. Like, you want Caleb Williams to be good. You've said it so many times, and I kind of feel the same way, because I'm excited for that competition within the NFC North, as long as Jordan Love continues to be good and then hopefully great one day. Like, I want to see that competition. I want to see the Packers have, like, even more competition with the Minnesota Vikings with Aaron Rodgers. I would love it. I would love it, love it, love it. So I'm on the same page.
Yeah, the only reason I don't want Caleb Williams to be good is because it'll bring happiness to Jim, and I don't know how Jim's going to handle happiness.
I don't know. I'm bracing myself. I'll have to research how to do it.
As long as he stinks against the Packers, then I'll be happy, I guess.
Too late.
Mm. Yeah.
You have lots of happiness in your life, Jim. It's not just not football.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Yeah, football happiness is very rare. Yes. I get little glimpses, like Matt Nagy's first year when the Bears spent a ton of money,
well,
and then it goes away.
You get off-season happiness.
Yeah, offseason thing. We did what the Chiefs couldn't do. Three straight offseason titles for Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Number one.
That's pretty
hang
awesome.
The banner. Hang the banner.
Hang the banner.
Cooper Kupp goes to Seattle.
Yep.
I guess, Jason, I thought, based off the way that we all understand Goody and the way you've described his, I don't know, what he likes in free agents, Cooper Kupp just never felt like a real possibility to the Packers. Did you think that was going to happen?
No, I didn't. I mean, he's like Jair Alexander without the question marks about his behavior, right? Or
yeah,
his commitment, right? I mean, that's got, he's missed a ton of time, probably. In fact, if you don't count 2021 and you just do 22, 23, 24, I think it's possible that Jair played more. It made no sense to me. He's 31 years old. Where he has landed makes perfect sense to me. He costs half as much as DK Metcalf, right? $30 million a year for DK Metcalf, $15 million a year for Cooper Kupp. But, again, this is why Goody doesn't like guys of that age is because their bodies start to break down. And Gabe and I had what I thought was a really, you know, interesting conversation. We got a ton of feedback from our fans about the whole 30-something concept and the idea of you don't have to have a lot of them, but you can have a couple of them and still be a really young team. And the Packers in 2025 are going to be a young and yet experienced team. But then another guy today, and again, I'm not surprised by this at all. I had somebody, you know, coming after me saying this guy has no talent. And this person clearly didn't watch some of the things that he did the last years. I like Eric Wilson. I think he's exactly the type of player that you want on your special teams and backing up all three linebacker spots. Like a guy who's played in the league for 8 or 9 years. He's 30 years old. He's turning 31 later this season. And he's a guy that knows he's a professional. I mean, again, we joke about his body beautiful nickname that Rich Bisaccia gave him. But LaFleur made the point that matters there, which is you can't look like he looks like. I mean, he looks like he was carved out of granite. And you don't look that way without discipline. And those types of guys, having them on your team, those do have value. And as soon as they gave the 2-year deal to Isaiah McDuffie, I assumed that Eric Wilson would not be back. But he, like, typifies the kind of guy. I'm not saying you have to have a bunch of 30-somethings as your starters. That's not, in today's NFL, a smart recipe. But I think it's worth having some of those guys, and I think he's that type of guy. I think Devontae would have been that type of guy. Those guys have value. And both those guys I just mentioned, unlike Cooper Kupp, unlike Jair Alexander, very durable. Play hurt, play effectively hurt, don't miss time.
Are there any moves that you foresee the Packers making anytime soon? I say that so helplessly, but like I feel like it.
Desperate sound in your voice.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah, hoping the Packers stick. Do something.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's try to make sure that we have a hot key of I am.
Hey, Jim, let's not forget they were top 10 in money spent in free agency season. They're like number 4,
yeah, look,
I think.
Yeah. And they paid a lot of it to a guard that has never been to a Pro Bowl. I don't think you should get your hopes up, Molly, but I would say this. You know, if he wasn't interested in Kupp, if he wasn't interested in Devontae, I think it's probably unlikely that he's interested in Trey Hendrickson, especially because of the double whammy of giving up a draft pick and giving up money. But I still say that that is the one area that I thought for sure they would address. Mm-hmm. But they weren't going to chase the problem and throw good money after bad. And they've got guys that they're paying a lot that they're not getting enough production out of. But I didn't see them, you know, paying Josh Sweat or some of these other guys that are available. But I think Trey Hendrickson is exactly what their front four needs. I think he would be great for LVN. I think he would draw enough attention that we would see Rashawn Gary be more productive. But again, the opportunity cost required to bring him aboard, that does not feel like a Goody move to me.
Jason, awesome insight. We appreciate you taking the time away from gymnastics to chat with us.
Did Hamilton talk at all that segment?
He tried to. We did jump
yeah,
in. That's not on him.
In,
yeah.
So it's all right.
Sorry.
Matt,
I'll text you.
Get no respect, brother. Yeah, text me.
I'll text you, bud.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
We don't speak about her.
Speak about rivals.
We are not rivals. Yeah, me and Kay are not on the same level in the same sense that Matt thinks that the Bears and the Packers aren't on the same level.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and Wisconsin On Demand.